good morning and welcome back. Thanks for listening to My Talk 107.1 Everything Entertainment with Donna and Steve, producer Grant. I got an interesting story to share. I texted you a little bit last night, but I'll tell Steve what happened, okay?
All right.
So I was over at my friend Amy's house. We were sitting on her porch, just, you know, just chatting and catching up. And she started to tell me about these dogs she saw when she was on a run. Okay, she lives in Hopkins. Nice. And she's telling me the story about these two dogs in Hopkins. And there was another little dog with them. And she's like, oh, my God, I saw these Newfoundlands the other day at the park. And I walked up to the young lady who was walking the dogs and said, can I please pet your dogs? Are they friendly? And she was like, oh, yeah, of course. And so she's going on about this Newfoundlands, these Newfoundlands. I'm just going to keep saying that word. And so I started to tell her about one that I know named Ed. And he's a buddy of my buddies. And I go, oh, and I had a friend. I have a producer who has these Irish wolfhounds. So we started talking about these big dogs. She goes, that's what they were. They were Irish wolfhounds. And I go, there were two of them? And she goes, yeah. And I go,
and a little dog?
And a little dog. I go, oh my God, that had to have been Grant's dogs. There's
For
no,
sure.
Like, what are the chances? He lives in Hopkins. She lives in Hopkins.
100%.
She's at the park. I'm assuming Lily was taking the dogs for, and I'm like, oh my God. So I start texting Grant and I'm bugging him. He's at the Twins game. And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Did Lily have a woman come up to her? And did she?
Yes, she did. Yes,
okay.
She did.
So that was definitely, that is now the second time our dogs have been recognized outside of this world that I am a part of here and not myself.
So your dogs are much more famous than you right now, Grant.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. I love it. So then Amy is like, tell him to bring him over right now.
Yes.
You know, because it's just like a cute little town, you know, Hopkins, and it's quiet and, you know, not a lot of busy streets and people walk their dogs. And she's like, see if he'll bring them right now. And I'm like, okay, calm down.
But like he's for hire. Like he's a clown at a birthday party.
Well, I think we may have thought he lived closer than he probably did.
I just live across from where she is. I'm just across the highway.
Right.
So it's about, you know, if I were to walk, it's a...
You just have to cross the highway, though. That's the thing.
But I just
take the trails.
Just throw them in my truck. We usually go drive across the highway and then park right back by the Ace Hardware there in Hopkins.
Yep.
And then hop on the trail right back there.
Ah.
So that's where we usually go. So yeah, definitely her. And
oh my gosh. So then she's like, tell them they have to come over for dinner, but they have to bring the dogs. It's like, hey, you know, you can always make new friends and neighbors, right?
Yes.
So,
and your friend Amy has a dog.
She does.
Tuffy.
Little Bubba. Yes. Yes. Yeah. He's getting old. And
oh, he is?
Yeah.
Irritable?
He's not irritable. He's just blind.
Oh.
Yeah. And yeah.
Oh, I got to tell you guys a dog story from that. You know, sometimes you can't see the forest through the trees. So we with our dog are just focused on like, all right, let's have him become a normal part of this family. We've never been like ooey gooey over the dog. You know, the kids were excited when we showed them the dog. It was a surprise. But there are some dog owners who are just so smitten. Oh, my little. We have fun with the dog, but I wouldn't say like we're like the crazy in love with the dog.
Right.
He's fun having him around. And again, we've been focused on, we've got a little baby. So we're trying to just make sure that everybody plays nice together. But he is really, we've watched him progress. The old, what's harder, a baby or a puppy conversation? I mean, puppies are such a breeze compared to babies in that you have a couple weeks where you're up in the middle of the night. And then after that, you're putting them in a cage when you got to leave. You know, if they start to bite, you put them in a cage.
Well, we don't call them cages.
Whatever. Okay, I'm
like
sorry.
A cage.
In their den, in their little glamping den. But both my sister and brother-in-law, who watched Rex while we were gone in Florida, and then my mom and dad all talked about how great of a dog that they thought Rex is. And my dad said, this is my favorite dog that any of you kids have ever had. He's just a really good dog. And he is very, and you know, sometimes you need other people. It's like going to a parent-teacher conference.
Sure.
And you're like, boy, I'm dealing with this kid that's giving me lip. And then they're like, he is the most polite child we've had in the class this year. And instead of being, you know, crestfallen about that, they say you're supposed to feel good about it, meaning that your work, the work that you've put in, is paying off. And of course, we always abuse the relationships that we hold closest, most. But it was good for me to hear that. And then I was like, okay, because we're just, I'm focused on, oh, what is he doing now? Okay, let me see if I can eliminate that behavior. I'm just about to click purchase on green grass pills that I can get, or chews, whatever, that I can give the dog so he doesn't set my lawn on fire every day. And then it takes somebody else from the outside coming and saying, those are nice. In this case, we'll call her Amy Blames, calls and says, look at these giant horses that I crossed. They seem really great. So there's a little shot in the arm for you, Grant, in case the dogs have been getting a little weird lately. Have they settled since they got their wieners?
Just the one.
And he is so, so much better.
Oh,
I mean, we have dog play dates with other dogs. You know, he'll occasionally bark if someone walks by the house with their dog a little bit.
Sure.
I'd like to hear that.
But we can check him real quick. Just say, you know, hey, and he'll look back at us, put his ears down, and submit immediately. It is so different from a month and a half ago.
Well, it's Grizzly and who?
Grizzly is the young one, and Bo is the older one. Bo is 7, and Grizzly is now just about almost 2. A couple months, and he'll be 2.
So.
One more thing on dog talk.
A long time to get him snipped.
They, with bigger dogs like that, sorry to Steve, you have to wait a little bit longer for their development. It's usually their knees and their legs, I guess, don't develop as well. So you want to wait as long as you can to do it. That's why. So you were supposed to wait 2 years, but we couldn't do it.
Oh, gotcha.
Steve, what you got? Sorry.
Like he was dragging on the floor.
He rode long.
He kept stepping on the
Throw it over his shoulder.
Yeah, these things are massive. I was just going to say, you know how I got this correctional collar that I didn't know that there were 3 settings. How wonderful. There are 3 settings. You can beep them, you can vibrate, or, you know, you can hit the x-ray button if it's a life or death situation. Anyway, so we had that on Rex, who for the first time got out of the invisible fence, first time in a month or so, probably was too excited, burst through, and then he doesn't know how to get back in. Goes up on the neighbor's deck, as he always does. My neighbors probably hate us. And then, he had his collar on, and then so you're able to just beep or vibrate him. And again, that vibrate, I tested it, feels like a phone vibrating. It just gets their attention, right? And then they're like, uh-oh. The last time that he had gotten into their yard, it took me about 20 minutes, and I was seeing red by the time I got him, because he's a quick SOB. And I was chasing him and finally got him. This time he was
Don't
up there.
Chase him.
I hit that, and then he immediately crouched down into like, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Knew.
And within a span of a minute, I had him. I had to go around to the front of the house, but it was such a marked improvement from where things had been. And then he just got submissive. I picked him up,
nice.
Walked him back to the yard. So what used to be a really annoying scenario was really manageable.
Try not to chase him, Steve.
It's the worst. They want that.
I received that because it was infuriating.
You're with me. I'm running around, and Junior will like kind of, if he gets out, I'll get real close to him. He'll be like, yeah, I'm going to, and then he'll just take right off. And then it's another 10 minutes. And Lily's like, just ignore him. He'll come back.
I always say treat, even though that's rewarding the bad behavior, but desperate times, you know.
I know.
He doesn't even listen to that. He doesn't care. If he's loose, he is gone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Just a little one.
Good talk, guys.
This has been Dog Talk in the beat.
We never hit the beat.
No, we'll do some music news a little bit later on.
Yeah, for sure. We'll get to that. But when we come back, I don't know. What do you want to do here?
Why don't we do some music news next?
Let's do that.
Yeah, we'll do a little music news next before we get into the College of Pop Culture knowledge. How about this? This is cool. What are the most valuable musicians, if their bands or their group or their musical act was a stock?
Mm-hmm.
Like, who should we buy stock in? We'll dig into that when we come back on the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking
about.
Yes,
women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high-performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill, boys. Comfort where it counts.
Donna and Steve on MYTALK 107.1. Everything entertainment, like music.
It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine. And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is the beat.
This is fun. Me likey thisy.
I'm going to have a question about this. You know I like stocks. You know it's a Money Monday.
It is a Money Monday.
Could we play this as a guessing game? And with that, I'm looking for the parameters of, are these bands of all time or current musical acts?
Current musical acts. Okay, so let me just read a little bit ahead here.
Okay, that if they were traded like stock, like who would we buy into?
Yes. So This is a theoretical stock price for musicians based on how much they think this trading company thinks their quote-unquote brand would be worth on the market. Okay, the musicians, so to come up with the price, they created an algorithm that included the musicians' streaming data, how many awards they've won, their Billboard Hot 100 entries, existing sponsorship deals, and social media following. Let's take a shot at the top. You want to try the top five, top three?
Yeah. Okay, so who would I be buying stock in? I'm going to do this in random order, see how many of the top five I can match.
Okay.
Drake, Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, hang on a second, The Weeknd, and Justin Bieber.
You got three of them. As a matter of fact, you've got the top three.
Oh, really? Who's number one? Is it Tay Tay?
No.
Is it Dre?
Yes.
Drake.
So his stock price would be $226.62.
I'd go in halfsies on that.
Coming in at number two
is Taylor.
At $170.59, her theoretical stock price.
Donna hangs up phone, calls financial advisor. Put it all in Swift.
Totally.
Swift currency she's in now.
Oh, yeah. If Taylor came out with Swift coin.
That'd be great. Number three?
That is Edge. Justin Bieber.
Yep. It's Justin Bieber.
Because of his social media.
169.01. Ed Sheeran came in at number seven at 118.65. Who else did you guess?
I also guessed The Weeknd.
Oh, he's number nine. So, you know, you got the top 10.
Ariana Grande?
Ariana Grande is number four, followed by
Maroon 5.
No, rapper.
Hang on.
White guy.
Eminem.
Yep.
That really narrows the field.
I go to like two.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. There's quite a few.
Is it in him or Machine Gun Kelly?
How about some Missy Elliott or Queen Latifah?
Well, yeah, but they're not white rappers. Donna, it's Steve. Can you hear me? Donna?
Are you alive?
Yeah, but
what
about Jay-Z and Kanye West? What about them, huh? Tough guy? Donna.
I don't know what just happened.
You would tell me if you were having a medical episode, right? Yes. Just wave your hand. I can see you now. Oh, really?
No, you know who
what about Patti LaBelle? Is she not on your radar at all? Or Beyonce? I'll hang up and listen.
That's a great Saturday Night Live sketch. I don't know what just
happened. That was a weird moment.
You know, I don't know what just happened. I wanted to say, who's the chick who... oh, God, what's her name? Oh, forget it.
I don't know how to help you now. Did you think when I said white, I meant women? Was it a W thing that maybe got mixed up?
Probably.
What about Misdemeanor Elliot? Huh? Donna, what the heck?
I don't know what happened. Oh, what's the girl's name? She hasn't put anything out for a while. She got a nose job.
Oh... Azalea.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
all right. Anyway, so did I give you all the top five? Ariana Grande.
You did.
Yeah. And then Eminem, yes. And then Beyonce. Beyonce. Okay, fine.
Remember when Destiny's Child used to be five girls?
No.
Five girls. Or as Donna hears it, five white rappers. Now I have to realize, this is like a search and replace in Microsoft Word. If I say white rapper, she hears women's. I just, okay, now I know, and I'm going to course
correct. I don't know. All right. Let's make like that never happened, okay?
Okay, fine.
All right, thanks. Okay. How about this? Speaking of rappers, though, how about Dr. Dre, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar collaborating to put out a song? They're up to something.
Oof.
And I don't know. I think there was some tweeting going on. There's a producer who shared a picture of himself with the three of them. And it said Beats and Rhymes.
Mm.
So people are thinking it could be a Kendrick Lamar track because his label recently tweeted the date 5/7/21.
Oh, and that's on Thursday.
And said the wait is over.
Last time Dre and Eminem did something together, was it way back on, like, were they on Dachronic? Nowadays, everybody want to talk like they got something to say, but nothing comes out when they move the lips. It's just a bunch of gibberish, and some of them act like they forgot about Dre.
There was one other song they came out with after that CD where they collabed together, and it's about being a doctor. Oh, gosh, hold on.
You got to go to med school. Not that. Remember that song, Donna?
I don't.
Do you know any rap lyrics? Because they're the most fun songs to sing along if you know them.
I need a doctor. Remember that one? I need a doctor. Remember? No?
Keep going.
I can't sing.
I need a doctor.
I need it. It's a high-pitched
Somebody
voice.
Give me a doctor. I need a doctor.
I would play it, but I'm too afraid to because we might have some lyrical issues.
Yeah, for sure. Yep, I got my wrist slapped once for playing an Eminem song that is technically edited, but not enough for the... for the human ear to be edited, you know what I mean?
Yes.
By the way, I know we're running up against the clock. When was it? Last year, a year ago, that the Eminem challenge, the Godzilla challenge, came out. Remember I was trying that for a while, Donna?
Yes,
Fill
I do.
With the venom and eliminate him, other words, I'm eliminate him. Yeah.
That's pretty good. That was really good.
Thanks, Donna.
Really good, Steve.
He was so fast. He was like triple time. He got to a part where he said, when I'm beginning to feel like I'm Attila, killer be killed, I'm the gorilla, something crazy like that. It was unbelievably fast. You felt like it was sped up.
Rap God was an epic song.
I'm watching Donna. I've seen her on video. It's weird because I'm seeing her react to some of her scabies, and it's like, oh, she's itching. She's scratching a little bit.
I did not scratch anything. What are you talking about?
I thought I saw you getting all retriever on your neck.
I'm pushing my hair back, man.
Oh.
Chill out.
Sorry, you were pixelated for a second. It looked like you had scabies. I don't know what scabies are. When we come back, we're going to play a game. 651-641-1071. It's the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. You can call right now, bet on me or Donna, and if you bet on the right person, you win a fantastic prize. So give us a call. You could play. You'll be on the radio. 651-641-1071. It's next.
Warm weather is finally here. It's summertime and the perfect time to join the Y. The Y has outdoor pools and splash decks at locations throughout the area for fun days with family and friends. And here's the best part. If you join by May 13th, you'll get $5 enrollment and 25% off dues for the whole summer. Swim on over to ymcanorth.org and join today.
You're listening to The Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1. I'm looking at the name of this artist that's bringing us back here. Yeah. Rit Momney.
Mitt Romney?
No, Rit Momney. Coincidence? Rit Momney. Okay, bye.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, I am Grant.
I want to see how smart you are.
Rit Momney.
Rit. I don't know. I think there's definitely a coincidence there. I would like to, maybe a listener can help us and let us know. But
Rit.
Rit?
Rit Momney. It's got to be. Is he from Utah?
Maybe.
Never heard of it. Are they still with us?
Who do we have on the line?
We've got Linda from Orono with us today to play. How you doing, Linda?
Hey, Linda. Hi, I'm great.
Hi.
Thank you.
Linda, listen. How are you today?
I hear it all the time.
She's sick of that joke, Donna. Yeah. Linda, what are you doing after this? You're about to bet on Donna or me and hopefully win a prize. And then what? Then where do you go from here?
Well, when I win, I'll go out and celebrate. But
girl,
actually, I'm working.
Put your records on.
Okay, right. Quit being weird.
Sorry.
So, Rit Momney is from Salt Lake City, Utah.
Oh, how do you, what? Okay, tell us everything.
No, she's saying Mitt Romney is. We're talking about Rit Momney. There's
no Rit Momney.
No, she's talking about Rit. Hey, Donna, can you do us a favor? Stay out of like all hip hop and R&B conversations right now. Just take a breather. Okay, so Rit Momney is from Salt Lake, so it's some sort of an ode, either actually as a diss or as like honor to longtime Governor Mitt Romney.
It says I'm reading Wikipedia. His name is a spoonerism. I don't know what that word is, of American politician Mitt Romney.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Look at her. Producer Linda. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Linda.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Love it.
His name's really Jack. It is. Jack Rutter.
It is.
It is.
Linda, isn't it like Cack Jennity?
playing with words.
So, Linda, you're playing for a My Talk t-shirt today, and our topic is former military turned TV host. Former military turned, just think TV host.
Host?
TV
like a
host. Okay. Like a TV show host.
Okay.
Former military turned TV host. You want to play with Donna or Steve?
Play with me, Linda. T-shirt? Come on, Linda. Let's win this thing.
Yeah, I choose Steve.
Okay. Yeah, Donna's given us a couple warning signs today, both verbal and nonverbal, that she might not be the sharpest tool in the shed.
All right, goodbye.
Bye, Donna. Well said. Okay. Okay. All right, Steve, here we go. Linda, we'll come back to you at the end if Steve needs any help, okay?
Okay.
All right, Steve. Let's start this out. This TV game show host joined the U.S. Army in 1968 and was a disc jockey for 18 months on the Armed Forces Radio. He started hosting his current game show back in 1983 and currently holds the crown for the longest running host of any game show.
Oh, my gosh. Pat Sajak.
This famous soft-spoken TV painter spent 20 years in the U.S. Air Force.
Bob Ross.
This TV game show host has, according to Google, hosted 2,263 episodes of the show The Price is Right.
Drew Carey. Repeat it again.
This TV game show host has, according to Google, hosted 2,263 episodes of the show The Price is Right.
Yeah, I'm going to go there. I'm not sure about that Pat Sajak, but I'll stay with it.
All right, Linda, he said he wasn't sure about Pat Sajak, and the question was, this TV game show host joined the U.S. Army in 1968. He was a disc jockey for 18 months in the Armed Forces Radio. He started hosting his current game show back in 1983 and currently holds the crown as the longest-running host of any game show.
I guess I feel a little better about that. The timing of that, Linda, feels like it checks out. If he went to the Army in 68, that means he was born roughly in 1950. I think Pat Sajak is probably about 70 years old right now.
Yeah, I think Pat Sajak's the right answer.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I can't think of anyone with a longer tenure than him currently. Okay, we'll go with those. Bring Donna back in. Here comes Donna,
ladies and
gentlemen.
Let's see if she reset herself here and is not going to have any more glitches. Huh?
What?
Hi. Nothing. Hi.
Hey. How's it going?
Good. All right, Donna, you ready to go?
Yeah, what's happening?
Not much.
Donna, you're going to have to, I have a feeling, you're going to have to go 3 for 3 in order to force overtime.
All right.
NBA Jam reference.
No, oh, I'm so scared.
All right, let's have some fun, Donna. This TV game show host joined the U.S. Army in 1968 and was a disc jockey for 18 months on the Armed Forces Radio. He started hosting his current game show back in 1983 and is currently holds the crown as the longest running host of any game show.
Oh, crap. I'm going to have to come back to that. I was going to say Steve Harvey.
This famous soft-spoken TV painter has spent 20 years in the U.S. Air Force and retired with the rank of Master Sergeant. Soft-spoken TV painters.
Okay, Bob Ross.
This TV game show host has, according to Google, hosted 2,263 episodes of the show Price is Right.
Not Drew Carey, but the guy who came before him. All right, Drew Carey, fine. I I have no idea what you are talking about.
Had it not been for, honestly, this brings me shades of this morning as we fed Dev, my 18-month-old, watching I Am Grant spoon feed you. The second answer was really delightful, but it won't even matter. I Am Grant, go ahead with the answers.
Yes, yes, Steve, you were very correct on that. The TV game show host that, or, so the first question, this host started hosting his current game show back in 1983 and currently holds the crown as the longest running host for any game show, Pat Sajak. The Price is Right.
Yes.
1983.
No. Wait, yes. Pat Sajak, let me...
These are stages of grief. She always has to.
I thought he was Wheel of Fortune. I didn't know he was.
Yeah, Wheel of Fortune. Yes.
Oh, you said Price is Right.
No. Price is Right is question number three, Donna.
Yes, but I might.
No, that's what he just said. He just said Price is Right.
Yes. Okay, but in the question during the game, he just said the longest. Linda, do you understand? I do 3 hours a day, 5 days a week with this.
I got it. Pat Sajak, but I'm sorry. He did just say The Price is Right, so it confused me.
At the end of it, you're right there, Donna. I did say The Price is Right.
And the last one's Bob Barker, right?
Bob Barker. No, it's not Bob Barker.
Drew Carey.
I brought back our own little mistake from the Millennial X Games. Remember when I said how many episodes were there currently with The Price is Right? And I thought there were 2,263, but that was just with Drew Carey. So I kind of brought back. But you both got that one right. Unfortunately, Steve got all three right.
Oh, boo!
Which means Linda got herself a nice Mai Tai t-shirt. Congratulations, Linda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Way to go, Linda.
Thanks, Donna. Thanks, Steve. Good job.
Linda, listen, I think corporately we can say it to Donna on three. One, two, three, suck it, Donna. Okay, Linda. Congratulations, Linda.
Oh, well, thanks, Steve. My husband wants me to tell you that he loves to smoke, too. So he enjoys your posts about smoking meat.
Oh, well, you know what? Just because he brought it up, I'll tell you this. I did two smoking things this weekend. No, but Donna, hear me out. On Saturday, I made a brisket. And it was really great. I've made three briskets, and people said it was the best one I've made. It was really, really good. On Sunday, I kid you not, for the second week in a row, I made crappy ribs. My old standby used to make ribs, and they were so great every time, fall off the bone. Something has changed. And hey, but it's all an education, Linda. You know, you tell your husband I said I love him.
Yeah. Yeah, we do a lot of pork butt, and then pork tacos around here are so good with that leftover. So.
Yeah, I was wishing I had done pork butt, but you know, that's an investment of time on the smoker. It's like a 12-hour commitment, it can be.
All right. I know. Well, yeah, it's like a whole day. What else are you doing today, honey?
Just chill out, Linda. Listen, you do this. I want you to, I don't care what sort of state of physical affection is normal for your husband and you right now, since you won... And since he and I are, you know, friggin' blood brothers, I want you to go say, I won, and then just lift up his shirt and give him a raspberry on his belly.
Okay.
All right. Dear God.
Oh, Donna, I didn't know you were still here. I was stretching. All right, bye, Linda.
Bye, Linda. Stay on
hold. Bye.
Bye, Linda.
I'm so sorry. Bye, Donna. Now I feel like a jerk.
Oh, my God.
I thought you stepped out. Oh, my gosh. I feel like an idiot now.
You should. Feel like.
Hey.
Time for a tip. Okay.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy. Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
Mother's Day, am I right?
Oh, typical, right?
Oh, man. This Sunday, okay?
Okay. All right.
For all you procrastinators.
Stop talking to me.
Who want to know. When is the last day that you can order flowers and still get them delivered on time?
Mm-hmm.
It looks like your cutoff is this Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Okay.
Oh, okay. Everybody just hit the snooze button in their mind.
Now, there's other people who say cutoff is Friday afternoon around 3 p.m. That's Urban Stems. Then there's Boogs.com.
B-O-O-G-S?
B-O-U-G-S. I flip-flopped and said bogus. 1-800-Flowers has same-day delivery for certain times with a cutoff at 11:30. But you're really risking it at that point. So it's better to do it at least a day or two before, okay?
That's true. Yeah, you can't procrastinate on this. I think I have a little bit of a different idea as to what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, share with us.
I don't think I can. I don't think my wife
She doesn't listen.
Ever listen.
Yeah, she's not listening.
She's only listening if she's in the car. It's not like she's downstairs podcasting, you know, waiting right. for me to come down. She hears enough of me. But, you know, there's this this dad's magazine that I started subscribing to. It's like $2.99 a month, I think, another monthly subscription.
Is it online?
Yeah. And it's just like to give you ideas how to connect with your kids, depending on what age they are and stuff like that. Just some like dad ideas. But anyway, it had some ideas regarding Mother's Day with a bit more personal of a touch. So that's all I can say. I'll give you the full rundown on Monday, Diana.
Okay.
How about this? When we come back.
Yes.
Why don't we get into, we have a lot of stuff today. Let's get into a little DIY talk.
Okay.
And then at 11 o'clock, I want to tell you about a big shakeup on American Idol last night. And we got some news about Mandalorian season Excellent. 3. So we got some cool stuff coming up at 11 o'clock. But coming up after the break, Donna is about to embark on a couple of projects at her house.
Uh-huh.
DIY stuff. I am about to, and I might be getting in over my head. I don't know. So we will discuss all of that from the world of DIY from the homes of Donna and Steve. Coming up next on My Talk.
Donna and Steve on My Talk 107.1. Everything entertainment. Whew, what a weekend, huh? Did you mow yet?
No, still haven't mowed.
I did mow.
You have to with that fertilizing Whatever. Animal you have.
Yeah.
You know what, you guys? I think it is an animal creating those puffs in yes. my lawn.
Oh, you think it's a vole?
Grant, you really do?
100%.
Oh, it's Grant, you've just screwed up her.
But no, but I don't think it's like a vole, like Steve's saying. It could be, but usually those are smaller little paths that are underneath. Big patches like that, we should get a dog person on here, but I've...
Chupacabra?
There are certain situations where, like, around the dead patch, it, like, grows stronger. It's weird. So those, it could be something with the dog. I don't think you have any animals.
What do you have his, what do you have his urine spread set to? Because it's as though you're walking through with one of those fertilizing spreader things that you push. Her lawn, Grant and I showed our lawn. Dog owners, you know what we're talking about. And they had, you know, mine had a little permanent fall festival set up in the front. It just looks like bales of hay, dead grass. Grant's is just scattered throughout. And then Donna, oh, it's been so tough. Bright green lawn. Tufty, billowing, flowy. I mean, I'd pay to have your problem.
And I'm one. I fertilized my yard. I put Turf Builder in there. I'm out there, Steve, with the little
pushing that thing.
I use yes. that. I use it all the time. And yet Donna's yard looks way more lush, way more flush.
I know.
Well,
and
you
so I just
said something before when I was like, "Hey, I was told that this is because of dog urine that I'm getting these puffs of grass instead of dead grass." Now you think it was an animal. Now you think it's an animal.
It might be a beaver.
No, by animal I mean your dog.
Oh.
I think it's from your dog.
Why is it having the opposite effect? It's making it lusher.
I don't know. I'll Google that. You guys, it's lusher.
Wow, real first world problems from Donna.
I'll look it up here.
I know.
First world lawn problems.
Anyway, I mowed my lawn for the first time May 1st. Thank you for asking.
I've still held off. We got our buddies from our lawn service are coming out today spraying for weeds. Just got the dog some chews today, just now ordered
Great.
Them. We're trying to bring back the lawn. What'd you set it to? I hope not shorter than 3 inches.
It's pretty long.
Good.
It's still pretty shaggy.
Good. Yeah. Here I like go. A good shaggy lawn.
So it says here, dog urine contains a variant of nitrogen mm-hmm. compounds, but appropriate concentrations of nitrogen can actually be beneficial to the lawn, which is why you'll often see rings thicker and dark green
wow.
around yellow. So that is exactly what your dog just has a good mixture. Ours doesn't.
Ours doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got Super Dog. He's my stallion.
Don't.
It's weird. And since the main ingredient in lawn fertilizer is nitrogen, if you have the right amount, it's going to benefit rather Woo! Than hurt your lawn.
Okay, well,
excellent.
I want to tell you, so you mowed the lawn. I'm about to embark on a DIY project, and I know that you are too.
I am. I'm scared, though.
Me too. In fact, I'm about to call 811. That's the kind of project
oh,
I'm embarking
you dig?
On. Before you dig.
What are you doing?
Your boy is at Double F. Fleet Farm over the weekend, and I went to buy some flowers.
Which one did you go to?
I went to the one out in Carver.
Oh
I love
it. It's 5 minutes
farm.
Down the street. You know,
so
it's nice.
Good. I'm going to head that way today.
So I go to the farm, and I went to get flowers, and I got some petunias, which I quite love. Petunias that billow over your pots.
Beautiful.
Put them in your pots if you can. If you have a window box, always just leave them in their hanging basket, take the hanger part off, put them right in there. It's great. So I, blah, blah, blah. We get some petunias. Then I see these two trees looking at me, saying, hey, come here, come back here. And I go and I look. And I was like, look at this tree. Look at how tall this tree is. Usually they sell you trees that are pretty short. And this tree is out here being super tall. And I'm like, what's up with you, man? And I look at his tag, and he's called a golden curl willow tree. So then I go on my phone. What is a golden curl willow tree? Because they were having a 25% off sale at the farm. I go on, and I look, and this thing grows to 30 to 40 feet tall, about 20 feet to 25 feet wide. It's a form of a weeping willow, a tree that I love.
That's my favorite tree, actually.
And they grow fast, too.
And
Grant! Wait a second, Donna. Hang on. Tell me more, because I looked up the golden curl willow tree, and I don't want these trees to only be grown and me to only have the yard that I want when my kids are gone and I'm lonely. I heard one guy, they grow 3 to 4 feet per year.
Mm-hmm.
I heard one guy say on a review, he said, my tree, it, we had perfect conditions, grew 8 feet in a year.
Yep.
Why in the world do you know about willow tree growth rates?
Well, we had the golf course and we had a lot of weeping willows on the ponds. And I remember planting those again with my father back in the day.
Yeah.
And as I grew up watching those things, I mean, I started, I think we did some back when I was in high school. And by the time I was halfway through college, they were as big as any other tree you could think of. They grow fast.
They're- I hear that once you get these suckers planted. So now we're all about figuring out the yard placement. Where do you put them, considering you have to always plan for future growth, as opposed to, you know, they all look like skinny little weasels when you put them in there. So I'm very excited about this. So I got the irrigation folks coming out.
Nice.
811's going to spray where I can't dig. And then I'm just going to dig the hole, because you don't even have to dig twice as deep. You just dig as deep as the root ball, which isn't that deep.
No.
And then, you know, about two times as wide. I'm just going to do it with the shovel and get after it. Donna?
Beautiful. I was just going to say that weeping willows are notorious for having really crazy roots that can ruin your property. That's all.
They do grow out, so don't put it by your septic line going out to the road there. That's why I just had to cut down my big, beautiful tree, because it was hitting my line. But they do grow fast. They do...
I hear they have top roots, so they grow toward the top, so they can lift up pavement and things like that. Now, I would do this in my backyard. I do have a storm sewer, a storm drain, a storm thing on my property.
Mm-hmm.
I own the storms, and it's on my property. And so I'm trying to push it far enough away from there it wouldn't poke into that system. I don't care if it messes with other tree roots. Such is life in a forest, my friends.
Okay.
What are you trying to say, Donna?
I know. Just be careful. That's it. Beautiful tree. Beautiful. Love it. Love it.
Just wait till they
grow.
I'm
doing some planting myself this week.
What are you going to do?
Well, I'm going to hire some guy, and then he's going to come and put some, it's called Wegla.
Oh, yes.
So he's going to, I had a box hedge that died, rotted out, and so I'm replacing it with Weigla, I think.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Is this going to be pink flowering?
Yes.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, yes. I think we might have some Wegla somewhere.
Really, really pretty. So, but that's not my DIY thing.
What are
that
you DIYing?
So, you know how it's very trendy now for everyone to have lights hanging on their patios?
Yes.
And, like, everybody's doing it. I don't have anything to hang them from which to hang. So
sure.
I'm creating, I'm doing a do-it-yourself project where I'm using planters and cement and 8-foot-tall sticks with hooks on them.
Great.
On four sides of my patio so that I can string them.
So you can
and
string
hang
them back and forth.
Yes.
Oh, I think that's great.
Thanks,
that
Steve.
Seems pretty reasonable.
So I'm going to give that a shot.
I got some lights that I'm trying to get on the patio, too.
Really?
But you know what? First, I'm thinking about putting some ceiling tins on the underside of my deck, which is the ceiling of the patio,
yeah,
so we can
like
be out there when it rains.
Oh,
that's
great
a next
idea.
Level. I don't know how to do this stuff. I want to do this stuff.
I want to learn, too.
I want to go stretch my thighs.
You're my best friend.
I don't feel the same, and I need to be honest.
You love her.
We'll be right back.
All right.